This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. The Seattle Seahawks topped the Green Bay Packers 27-24 last night. The Seahawks are 5-5 after ending a two-game skid, and the Packers are 4-5-1. Over on the ice, the New York Islanders held off the Rangers 7-5, and the New Jersey Devils beat the Philadelphia Flyers 3-0. The Buffalo Bills head to Winnipeg to face the Jets tonight at 7 p.m., and the Boston Bruins play the Stars tonight at 8 p.m. in Dallas. Carmelo Anthony's stint with the Houston Rockets has lasted just 10 games. The Rockets' general manager released a statement saying the team is parting ways with the 10-time All-Star forward and working toward a resolution. Anthony is third among active NBA players with 25,551 points and 19th in league history. Meanwhile, in baseball, Boston's Mookie Betts and Milwaukee's Christian Yelich were runaway winners of the Most Valuable Player awards after the 26-year-old outfielders each led their teams to first-place finishes with dominant seasons that included batting titles. Meanwhile, baseball owners have extended the contract of Commissioner Rob Manfred through the end of the 2024 regular season. In men's college basketball, UConn topped Syracuse 83-76. The Norfolk State Spartans will see the Siena Saints tonight at 8:30. UAlbany will face Canisius tomorrow at 3:30. Vermont will take on the Cardinals at Louisville today at 7 p.m. In women's college basketball, Marist will take on Boston University today at 7 p.m. The Saints take on Harvard also at 7. Tomorrow, Vanderbilt goes head-to-head with UConn. On Sunday, UAlbany will travel to take on Rutgers, and Bucknell will face Syracuse. In men's college hockey, UMass visits Holy Cross for a game at 7 p.m. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.